Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So in this video, I'm talking about Argentina, a country I seldom mention. But there were the surprising reports. So this morning, that Javier Milei has just been elected. You can see, with regard to his hair, he's a man after my own heart, my brother by another mother. Though I've only been to Argentina once, and that was 20 years ago. So Javier Milei, he is a libertarian. And in some ways, he's someone I quite admire. But I mean, I don't go as far as being an actual libertarian. Some of his pro-Trump remarks I find distasteful and troubling. But he is at least pro-life. So his fearless advocacy of children's rights is something to be admired. He wants to defend children, believing the womb must be a safe space for children. And that is fantastic. And obviously, he is able to explain how that's entirely consonant with his libertarian beliefs, that obviously the primary right is the right to life, without which there are no other rights. And so it's nobody's right to deliberately kill another totally innocent person. That would be to aggress someone who believes in the non-aggression principle. But the crazy one, as they call him, the Whig, in as much as he never brushes hair, which I very seldom do myself. So he wants to cut public spending, something I'd like to as well. He's probably more drastic than I would be with regard to that, to scrap the Argentine peso and use the United States dollar as their currency. Some people, that would be cataclysmic. He's an economist, I'm not. But, Argentina has been effectively using the dollar as an unofficial second currency for 30 years, if not more. So perhaps it might not have as big an impact as it said. So it was a bit of a surprise result that he won. But their inflation is horrific, close to half the population's in poverty. So there's a lot of suffering. He wants to make Argentina great again. And indeed, it was, the second mightiest republic in Latin America not so long ago. I don't agree with his skepticism with regard to climate change and things like that. Now, he has said that he would like Argentina to take back the Falkland Islands. Others will say, no, you mean to take it for the very first time, because it failed in 1982. But the Argentine military has been slashed to the bone, as in really doesn't have the capability. I mean, the British armed forces have also been cut back as well, but I think have some sort of capability. So we'll see. But that sort of thumping rhetoric will no doubt play well. The islands are called Las Malvinas in the Spanish language, but much of La Hispanidad would support them on that one. So he said that he doesn't care about his family whatsoever and things like that. So no doubt he's a different, interesting chap, wielding his chainsaw that he'd like to say could take a chainsaw to public spending. And he's bragging about his sex life, going in for tantric sex. But you might say, but doesn't that clash with his pro-life beliefs? And presumably not, know that you can copulate with whomsoever you wish. But if a child is conceived, doesn't matter if it's a one-night stand, he or she has as much right to live as anybody else. We'll recognize that the murder of an adult is wrong. But of course, an adult has at least lived for quite a few years outside the womb. And if you're inside the womb, you're still a human being. I mean, he's not against the abortion of piglets or kittens or any other mammal, only of human beings. So that they are human beings and they are alive and they've got the seven signs of life. I mean, the thing is life initiated at conception or any implantation or whatever? I realize there's some disputability around that. It shows up in various spectra, disputability and what's the other word? Distinguishability from being alive and not being alive and so forth. And he says that the heinousness of killing the unborn is aggravated by the gross power disparity between the perpetrator of the violence and the victim, who is, of course, defenseless, has no idea what's going on. And obviously, the smaller you are, the more protection you should get, not less. The more defenseless you are, the more protection you deserve, not less. So that's him. But will he be able to affect these legislative changes? Is obviously the right to life is fairly firmly entrenched in Argentine law as it is, but he would like to go further. So he's certainly a breath of fresh air, loves collecting his English mastiffs. So they are four-legged children. I believe he has no children himself. I don't think he's married. So he's certainly no cardboard cutout. So he's getting the keys to La Casa Rosa. That's in the pink house in the center of Buenos Aires. I've been there, obviously not inside it, I'm afraid. So He's denounced the Bishop of Rome, who's an Argentine. So this is maybe surprising in a country about 50% of people call themselves Catholic. Obviously, a few other religious denominations, a lot of atheists. And this gentleman has publicly considered converting to Judaism. So no doubt he'll be a fervent Zionist. I know Judaism and Zionism aren't quite the same, but there's a strong overlap. I wonder if he'll visit Israel soon. But he also wants to have find an accommodation with the United Kingdom about the Falklands. So I don't know how he's going to square that circle. And he says that he admires British culture. And he has lauded Margaret Thatcher, which has obviously caused some distaste amongst Argentines who battled against the United Kingdom way back in 1982. So he does medium sessions with his hounds and things like that. Some people think that he's really loopy. Wow. And the thing is, people in Latin America are well into being groomed, and your grungy appearance will count against you. They're dressed very smartly, even in casual situations. So, I like his unstudied eccentricity. He is his own man. He is him. He's not somebody else. And he's one. He's not a mindless conformist. He's not a sheep. He just doesn't follow the crowd. Now, I don't believe in being a mindless contrarian either, going against the crowd just for the sake of it. But we shall see what this chap is made of. But some people are horrified about him, saying he's a bit like Jair Bolsonaro, that Brazilian president who lost the presidency after just one term. So that is him. And how soon he's going to take office, I don't know. I don't think he's actually been sworn in just yet. So what do you think about this chap? Argentina is in a fairly bad situation. The trouble is, he could make it worse. People are calling him far right. I don't know if that's true or not. He wants to privatize the national broadcaster, and he's going to hold a lot of the construction projects, which he thinks are unnecessary. People say that he bears a striking resemblance to the British comedian Bernard Manning, who died in 2007. People thought he was very racialist and so on, but I don't think this chap is quite so obese. So Alberto Fernandez is going to have to stand down. So El Loco, as they're calling him, the crazy one, is Javier Milei, an economist by training, who grew up in a relatively modest family. So some people say that he's a bit like Boris Johnson, but you know, with knobs on. It seems to be hilarious, but that doesn't necessarily make him a good president. So it was a Peronist who stood against him. He said that he was given a very hard time at school, but he's courageous, he's unbending, he's certainly vertebrate. He stood up against the blob and indeed the mob. We shall see what transpires. All right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon, get all the articles behind the paywall, and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.